to read the word. Let's find Galatians chapter 3. I tell you when to put it up. We're going to verse 13 and 14, but I'll tell you when to put it up. And for the last 3 weeks, we have been talking about what? The blessed man. Anybody blessed in here?
Yes.
Hey, all that's happening is blessings. Yes. I said all that's been happening is blessings.
Yes.
Okay? So that the favor that Sister T got, it's blessings. Yes. What does it mean to be blessed? Somebody tell me.
Favored.
She asked for a number, and what did she get?
More.
What did she get?
More.
What is that? Favor. That is favor. My God, she got the cake and the icing. Hello? Who wants some icing? See, I receive my icing in Jesus' name. You shall laugh before the end of the year. I say you shall laugh before the end of the year. Icing is yours. We spoke about that. We spoke about what Jesus did for us. We spoke about being redeemed. We spoke about what else? Being forgiven. Anybody remember that?
Yes.
Who's forgiven in the room?
Me.
Okay. Anybody forgiven?
Yes.
Can you praise the Lord that you're forgiven?
Yes.
My God. So, we're going to go further today because we're the blessed. We're the blessed men, okay? Remember, what does man mean?
Human.
God. So, does man mean male?
No.
So, when I say you're the blessed man, it's for everybody. Amen? God. All right, let's fix up this design a little nicer, make it a little more blessing looking. It looks very flourishing. But let's make it look like it's some blessing. All right, let's go. Ready for Corinthians?
Galatians.
Very good. We're doing good. Galatians chapter 3, 13 to 14. Hallelujah. Christ has what? Christ has what? Who redeemed you? Did you work for your salvation? Did you do good to get salvation? Can you do good to get salvation? Now that you're saved, should you do good?
Yes.
God, very good. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become what? Oh my God. Wow. When Jesus was on the cross, remember he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? Because that's when your sin fell on him. That's when your sin fell on the Lord. That's when your what? Your sin fell on him. And he felt sin. He felt sin. He felt guilt. And the Father couldn't look upon him. Because not only was he marred physically, but sin marred him worse. You understand that? So now that you, I hope we understood. Who understood that? God. So he became cursed for us. Now, if you're cursed, are you blessed?
No.
That's why Jesus had to die and take care of the curse. And we'll see why. Because what? Curse is how much people? Curse is how many? Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So, Jesus redeemed us by what? Taking the curse. You got that?
Yes.
Let this never leave you. Jesus, now who have your books? You have your books? Okay. Who left your books home? Keep your hands down. Don't come to church without your book. Okay? Bring your Bible and bring your books. If you use your phone, I will ask you to put your phone on airplane mode so you don't get text messages. Right? If you can use your tablet with discipline, do it. But for me, I can't use my phone because I'm going to get WhatsApp messages. And you're going to want to check out people's status. And then your Facebook is going to ping. Who gets pings from Facebook? Yesterday I was in a church service, right? So I went to text a pastor, good to see you. I heard his phone from all the way in the front. I was all the way in the back. And his phone went ping and he went to his pocket right away. So it happens to everybody. Are you with me? So pastor can't handle it, so phone is not good for me either. So that's why I say get your book. Tell somebody get a book. All right. Most of you like cookbook. Get that. All right. Two people got that joke, but it's okay. All right. Jesus did this for a reason. Look at the next word in verse 14. That means something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
He took the curse. Why?
That.
Oh, man. Come on, church. Don't do this to me. I think I'm going to go home today. I don't have to preach. You want me to go home? Okay, so work with me. Let's go. Let's read. Why did he take the curse? That blessing. That's what?
Blessing.
Oh. So you're saying Jesus died to bless me?
Yes.
Stop seeing yourself as orphans. Desolate, broken, old, lonely, unmarried, poor, and see yourself as blessed. You with me? So let's see why Jesus died. Jesus took the curse because before that we were cursed. But he took the curse and he redeemed us. He bought us back. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon who? The Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How? 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 Through faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. Talk to us, Holy Spirit. Let your word speak to us. I don't want to leave here the same, but God, I want to walk out of here knowing that I am blessed. And I want to live. I want your people to live like they're blessed. I want your people to operate like they are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. So, Jesus took the curse that the blessing of Abraham, what we are in, started with a man by the name of Abraham. I said, what we are in started by a man by the name of Abraham. Many thousands of years ago, God said to Abraham, Abraham, leave your father's house, leave your kindred. You see, this God is into separation. A lot of times before God can unite, he must separate. Because if he leaves you where you are, you're going to die a mess. You can never fulfill your destiny. Why do you think many people leave their family and move to big cities? The family don't come with them, but they move because God put a dream in their heart. God put a vision in their heart. And the only way to become what is in them, they have to move. Even Joseph. Joseph had to move. Because he said, God showed him that one day your parents are going to bow down to you and your siblings. But they couldn't bow down to him in Israel. God had to create a passage to fulfill what he gave him. You with me? God had to fulfill a passage or a journey. And it wasn't easy. He got rejected by his brothers. He got thrown in a pit. He got lied upon that he was dead. Then he got to Potiphar's house. He was doing good. Then hot mama Potiphar's wife saw him and she said, ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la. Right? She started to sing. And she desired him to commit adultery with her. But the Bible said what? When she came, he flee. He ran. But what did she grab? She grabbed his jacket, coat. And she screamed, ah! He's raped me. He's raped me. So she couldn't get him, so she lied on him. And she framed him. Right? After that, where did he end up? Prison. But the prison was a setup for the palace. You see that? But what I'm saying, God called Abraham for a journey. He could not have fulfilled his purpose in his father's house. It requires separation. Now let's finish Joseph's story. Joseph got the dream. God showed him. God took him on the passage or the journey to become and to fulfill the dream that he had. It wasn't easy. After prison, he was then promoted to the palace. He gave an interpretation of the dream. Your gifts will what? Make room for you and take you before kings. Sister T, she might think she's simple, but she's blessed. Her name is ringing in executive boardrooms. People bypass management to take her name before kings. Kings represent people of power. Write that down so you'll never forget it. Kings represent people of power and influence. So you may not necessarily have a king in your country, but there are people that are considered princes and kings. Right? So what happened to him? He became the second in command because of his ability to interpret what? Dream. I want to tell somebody, work what God has given to you. Too many times we undermine our skills. I'm just a mechanic. You know, God can make you a mechanic for kings and it pays different. You see, you work in the same 8 hours, you fix same cars, but just a different level of cars. That's why he says, if you're faithful in little, you become ruler of much. And I think that's a principle we have to get down. Be faithful right where you are. Somebody say, blessed people are faithful people. Because we understand that even the work that we do is not unto man. You're a home health aid worker. You're not working for the people you see. Let me tell you, I'm a delivery man, right? Outside of church, we do deliveries. I don't want to be late. If I'm running late, I inform because I want to have an excellent report. And I want, when people talk about me, they say that's the best delivery service we've ever used. You understand me now? So if you're doing hair, you got to be the best hairdresser there is. But you have to work on your craft. You have to first value what God has given to you. And say, Lord, I will maximize what it is I have. I will be faithful and I'll be diligent with it. So, God took him on the journey, separated him from his family, just to what? Promote him. The blessing wasn't in where he lived. The blessing was in the man. Amen. Did you catch that? Yes. You don't depend on the Bronx to bless you. When we just got married, I wanted to move to Schenectady. Because I said I could buy a house quickly. I could work a regular job and I could have a house. My brother-in-law, Pastor Sunil, stopped and he said, hey, the same God of Schenectady is the same God in New York City. That changed. Spoken word. Spoken word. Watch what comes out of your mouth. The Bible said there's life and death in the power of your tongue. Words have the, and the Bible says you shall eat its fruit. That means something is going to bear based on what you see. Can you eat mangoes off of a tree if it doesn't bear? No, it has to bear. So it's saying you're going to eat the fruit of your lip. What it is you declare, what it is you say, you're going to eat it. All right. So Jesus died so that you and I can become blessed. And what blessing will come upon us? The blessing of Abraham. Now, I want to draw your attention to the ending of that scripture, verse 14. Let's read back. That the blessing might come upon the Gentiles, where? Ah, I thought that if any man be in Christ, he's just a new creation. Yes, that's part of it. But we always focus on the part that we get salvation and eternal life. But we don't go further. Somebody say, I'm going further. That the blessing of Abraham. What? When we stop and we analyze Abraham, we see that Abraham was a well-to-do man. Abraham was a well-to-do man. Abraham was a man that had abundance. He was a man that increased in wealth and riches. When God called him, God said to him, I have a plan for you. That plan still exists today. That plan still exists today. Because it says here, Jesus took the curse that what was promised to Abraham might come upon us. How does it come upon us? The fact that you are in Christ, it is a setup for the blessed life. The fact that you are saved, you are now positioned for the blessing. Now, let's look at it. Now, how do we get this blessing? It says that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Now, it's not coming out of just your works. It's coming out of the Spirit of God living in you by faith. You with me? The Holy Spirit wants to be a blessing to us. The Holy Spirit is our standby to bless us. To make ways where there seems to be no way. To give wisdom when you need wisdom so that you can apply it. And when you apply wisdom, you can then have desired outcomes that can elevate you. Now, what is faith? How do you get the blessing? You have to access the blessing. How do you get the blessing? You have to access the blessing. Without faith, you can't get anything from God. Because it says, without faith, as I think it's Hebrews 1:6, it is impossible. Somebody say impossible. Impossible means not possible. Are you with me? Impossible means not possible. How do you attract the blessing? You are attracted by faith. You don't believe me? Yes. All right, let's go. Let's go over to Luke chapter 8, and then we'll back up and we'll come back. Luke chapter 8, verse 45. It says, Jesus said, who touched me? Let's go back like two verses. Let's read. Now a woman, somebody say a woman. Now a woman having a what? Who was she? Who was she? Say it. She was a woman. She have name? No. She has no name. We know her as the woman with the issue of. She is known by a sickness. She's known by her condition. You know, sometimes they go, oh, tall boy down the block. He's known by his height. Oh, fine girl, known by her size. Fat boy, known by his good living. You with me? So, now a woman having a flow of blood, how many years? 12 years. Who had spent? How much she spent? Is she feeling blessed? No. She's not feeling blessed because she lost everything. Spent all her livelihood on who? Doctors, physicians. And could not. Somebody say not. Anybody ever encountered someone that was rich and then somebody got sick in their family and the family lost all their money? You see that? It still happens today. Still happens today. Because health is wealth. The Bible says that thou mayest be in health and prosper. Health and what? So don't just say, I'm going to only have health. And I'm going to settle for that as my wealth. No, God wants you to have both. 12 years could not be healed. Next verse. Came from where? Behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, somebody say immediately. Immediately, the flow of blood stopped. 45. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitude throngs and press you. And you say, who touched you? Imagine Peter's giving Jesus an attitude. He's saying, what do you mean, Master? Look at all these people. You're going to say a thing like that. Everybody's touching you. But it was a different touch. It was a different touch. There's a touch and then there's a touch. I said there's a touch and there's a touch. Many people never get healed because they never touch. Many people come to the altar to prove pastors and they never get touched. But if people have come to the altar with a faith that God can do it. Let's go. But Jesus said, somebody touch me. For I perceive power going out of me. Next verse. Now when the woman saw that she was what? Not hidden anymore. She came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him. What's the reason? She had a flow of blood. Number two, she lost all her money. She is dead broke and poor. How much she spent? How much she spent? You realize what's going on here? All. But I want to show you what happened. Next verse. Immediately. What the next verse says? He said to her. Now, why he said cheer up? She was trembling. She was fearful. She was wondering what's next. He said to her, cheer up. Let's go. He said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. You're what? You're what? Now stop right there. When we first started to read, we saw something. She was a woman. after she walked and expressed the faith, she became a daughter. Faith brings you into the family of God. When you believe God, you become a daughter. And then he treats you like a daughter. He says, don't worry, baby. It is all okay. Don't fear. Your faith has made you whole. So, did she get her healing?
Yes.
How? By faith. Everybody was touching. But the Lord says, somebody touch me. When you touch God by faith, he feels it. And no child, when your child is trying to get your attention for help, you don't ignore them. But no matter how good you can sing, no matter how good you can dress, no matter how nice wig you wear, no matter how nice you cut your hair, no matter how nice suit you wear, the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to believe God. What is faith? I taught you this. Pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S is the Greek word. It means to be divinely persuaded. To be divinely persuaded. Meaning that you know that God can fix what you're going through. And you're persuaded that he is able to do it. And he's able to do it in fine fashion. Exceedingly, abundantly, above you could ever ask. Now don't stop there. Think. Think. You know your thoughts. God see them. Not to judge you, but to bless you. Oh, you desire. He said, I'll grant the desires of your heart. There's a time you're going to talk, but there's some things you desire way down on the inside. Guess what? If you're desiring them by faith, you can expect it to happen. Amen. If you are desiring it by faith, you're not worrying about it. But you desire it with the understanding that God is able to what? Do it. You can expect it. Amen. I say you can expect it. Yes. So, she came as a woman. When we all get saved, we come before God as mankind. Yes. But when we leave, we're sons and we're daughters of the living God. Yes. To as many as receive him, to them he give power to become the sons of God. To as many as will believe on his name. I feel God is planting faith in somebody's heart this morning. I feel somebody's faith level is going up. You're going to attract the blessing by faith. But if you refuse to believe it, you know what's going to keep many people out of heaven? Unbelief. Unbelief, because you did not believe in the only begotten Son of God. It's not that they're bad in their works, but they did not believe. Not that in God. One guy said to me last week, he said, I bypass and I go straight to Jesus, to the Father. I bypass the little man and I go straight to the Father. By the time I open the Bible and I show him scripture, that's the man I led to Jesus on the 27th of October, the night of my birthday. I went to get my suit and I led him to Jesus. Amen. You with me?
Yes.
But if we don't know, we can't tell. So we got to get fit. Somebody, tell somebody, get fit. Get fit. When people say things, don't bother, show them truth. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you. You don't fight. You don't talk down, but you reveal the truth to them. So, how do we attract the blessing? By faith. How do we repel blessing? By unbelief. Right? We don't want to be repellents. No, we want to attract the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Write down Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must what? Believe. You must believe he is who he is. You believe he can do what he said he will. Two, you got to believe that he can fix your situation. You got to believe that he can bless you and take you out of the mess and make your name great. Let's look at Abraham. We want to open up the blessing of Abraham, and we're going to wrap this up in a couple minutes. Oh my God. So faith takes you from being just an individual, and it makes you a child of God. Because he said what? Daughter. All right. Go to Genesis 1 and 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house. I want to talk to somebody today that don't like to be separated from your family. Jesus said, if you love father and mother more than me, you're not fit for my kingdom. Let that sink in. Because I'd rather have... Wow, somebody already brought the blue barrel. Give the Lord a praise. Bring the barrel to the front, Brother B. Wow, bring it, bring it, bring it. Look at that. This is faith right here. Look, somebody already bring the barrel. My God. Come, come. Listen, we got to send like 50 of these things, man. Fill them and send them out. Faith, come on. Look at that. Give the Lord praise. Leave it right here. No, put it in the front. Let it help me preach. We're going to take care of Jamaica. I said we're going to take care of Jamaica. In Jesus' name. This is faith church. We're not fake church. We're faith church. He said, come out. Be separate. I told you that Joseph had to have been separated in order to get the blessing. So don't see your separation as a problem. See your separation as opportunity. And remember the promise now. The promise is he will save you and your household. So if for a period it requires separation, settle and be okay. Get the blesser and the blessing, and then he's going to do something with it. He said he's going to bless you, and we're going to see it in a moment, but I don't want to go too fast. And he's going to make you a blessing. Amen? Let's go. Come out. Get out of your country. My, that's really harsh. Get out. From your family and from your father's house to a land that I will what? God didn't even say, oh, come Abraham, go over here. He didn't say, come and, go to the north. He said, no, come with me and I will show you. What was he walking by? Faith. He was persuaded that this God that called him is faithful. We got to learn to trust God in a way like that. When God says move, we move. When God said give, when the Holy Spirit prompt you, give. The lady said, Lord said, give 150. She give 150. She opened the mail, she got back 150. The other lady who get the big promotion said, the Lord said, give 200. She opened the envelope. What she get? He said, I bless you what? 100-fold. You're going to get your 100-fold blessing. That's just the equivalent of what you give. But the 100-fold is on its way. So many of us, the Lord will tell us, and we go, oh, I don't have. No, God will supply all. Hello? He will supply all. He will supply all. Hello? Good. So if God told you a number, do it by faith. Now, what did he say to him? I will make you a great nation. Abraham could not even have children, but God promised him greatness. Hello? Sarai was barren. What was she? Oh, come on. What was she? Could she have children? No. But what God said to him, I'm going to make you what? No, man. That's not what it says. What kind of fake news are you giving in here? I will make you a great nation. The man can't have no children with his wife, but God is saying, I'm going to make you a great nation. When God says a word, we don't have to figure it out. We just got to walk by faith. Tell somebody, cooperate. A lot of times we don't cooperate with God, but we want everybody to cooperate with us. Oh, my wife is not cooperating with me. Oh, my kids is not cooperating. Oh, the people in the church are not cooperating. You know, I don't complain about the people in the church. I don't complain about people in church. I don't complain about people in church. I don't have time with that. Because if I complain about you, I'm going to eat the fruit of my lip. A preacher was here 2 weeks ago, and he was trying to make a negative implication. I said, no. He said, wow, your pastor don't talk bad about you. You guys remember that?
Yes.
No, we got to anticipate good.
Yes.
Because what kind of God we serve?
Great God.
Great God, good God. Now, if you're misbehaving, I'm going to correct you. That's not talking bad. Hello? Are you with me? There's a difference with correction and talking down. There's a difference between confronting a situation and talking down. So don't expect me to leave you to die in your sin. I'm going to help you out. So what was he going to make him? A great nation. He promised him greatness. Number two, he promised him favor. God wants you to raise a great family. He wants you to be great. He says to Abraham, I will bless you. I will cause you to have favor. Jesus died, took the curse, so that favor can come upon us. You ask for a certain amount, but you get more than you ask for. What is that? Favor. They put you in the prison, they taught you to die there, and guess what happened? You get favored straight to the palace. People look at you and say, you will never get your green card. When Pastor Dolly was in Guyana and she got deported, they said she got to change all the blood in her body before she could go back to America. She's a criminal. She was locked up and stuff. Be careful. Watch your pocketbook around her. Yeah, but who's sitting here? Come on, who's sitting here? This is not AI Dolly. This is Pastor Dolly. And it's a citizen too. So if he did it for her, he will do it for her. That is favor. What is impossible with man is possible with who? With who? Bible says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will bring it to what? Pass. So what looks impossible today, God will bring it to pass. He said, I'm going to favor you. Somebody say, favor me, Lord. Say, favor me. One of the meaning of the word blessed is favor. Come on, stretch your hand and receive favor. I speak favor over this congregation. Favor the church. Favor the church. Increase the church. Increase them on the right and on the left. Let them be blessed. In Jesus' name. Not only that, look at the other one. He says, I will give you influence. When God called Abraham, he said, I'm going to give you influence. You know why? I'm going to make your name great. So through your greatness, you can then be influenced. You heard when Sister T came up here? She said, when I heard about the money, I called mentors. Mentors are not people that are under you. Mentors are people that are above you. They have influence over you. So God wants to give you influence. Come on. I said God wants to give you influence. Influence is not to influence people to go sell drugs. It's not influence to break people down, but it's to help people up. To elevate people. Are you getting this? But how are we going to get it? By faith. We got to believe that this word applies to us. Because why did Jesus die? So that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us. Who's walking in that blessing today? You got to see yourself there, man. So he gave him influence. Then he said, I'm going to give you purpose. Part of the blessing is purpose. Those that serve in the house of God have great purpose. You are serving the purposes of God. Look at this. He said, I will bless you. And the next reason, I will make you a blessing. I will make you a blessing. So now he's calling him out of his father's house, out of his kindred, out of his country. And he says, come with me and I will turn it around so that you will be a giver. You will ease people's burdens. You will make other people's life better. You know, we came to America and sometimes we can send money back home. Anybody does that? You know what you are there? You're being a blessing. Somebody's going through a tough time and they call you and you give them a word of counsel from the word of God. What are you being? A blessing. Somebody is dying and you pray for them, or somebody's in pain and you pray for them. They get healed. What are you being? So are you a blessing? Are you a blessing? Are you going to be a greater blessing? That's the question. Can we increase our capacity to be a blessing? Yes we can. Amen? So he said, I'm going to make you great. I'm going to favor you. I'm going to give you influence. I'm going to give you what? Purpose. Purpose shall fill your life. Amen? I said, you see, you're not tracking me. I said, purpose shall fill your life. Yes. Next, he promised him protection. He said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Meaning, I'm going to defend you. I'm going to stand up for you. I want to tell you, God wants to stand up for every one of us today. The Bible said the angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear the Lord. The blood, whenever the blood is on the door, the devil takes notice of it. When the death angel was going through Egypt, wanting to kill all the firstborn of the children of Israel, what did the death angel saw? The blood of the Lamb. I want to tell you, Jesus hung on the cross so that you can have a Lamb that is permanent for all eternity, and the blood that prevails over every powers of darkness. So he says, those who try to curse you, I'm going to curse them. Those who try to misuse you, I'm going to deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Are you tracking? Yes. So you can leave this room today knowing that you are protected. Can I tell you, you don't have to fear the devil?
No.
You don't have to fear witchcraft. You don't have to fear witch doctors. You don't have to fear man. You know, people, well, let me tell you this story quickly. When I wasn't even born, but my parents lived, they moved to the quarantine. God separated them supernaturally from their family through the job my dad was doing. God moved them from the East Coast or the city area all the way to the country. Put him in Burbies. In the back of nowhere, no family, nobody's over there. Got transferred. They were living across the street and there was a man living across from them. And I don't know, the man's wife told him something one day when he came home. He was drunk and he picked up the cutlass and he came out the house. And he told my dad, he said, you stray, right? You call him like a stray dog. You stray from East Coast and you came here, you're going to have to pack your bags and go right back. Rubbing the cutlass outside of the house, da-da-da. My father, they just given back their hearts to the Lord. You know what they did? They began to pray. They began to pray. They began to pray and pray and pray. All of a sudden, the fight went from against them, the fight break out in their own house. Who's paying? Who is paying? Vengeance is mine, I will repay. Who's paying? The Lord is fighting for them. The Lord is paying. The two family, the man and the wife, the same wife that try to free my parents. The two of them fight. Divorce. House empty. Guess what happened? My dad bought the house. That's the house I was born in. So when people fight you, stand still and see the salvation of God. So he's not only the God of Abraham, he's a God of Bishop. That's how I live. I said, God, you've kept my dad for 75 years in perfect health. He has used no medication. He used no supplements. And I say, I draw that grace. I walk in that grace. I receive that grace. If you did it for him, you're going to do it for me. So, I will bless those who what? Bless you. So when people bless you, they're setting themselves up for a blessing. Last week, many of you blessed us as pastors. You know what you just did there? You set yourself up for an increase. The sister T said she was so overwhelmed, but she had to set up for pastor's appreciation. She had to set up. She said she was having migraines. She could have called and said, you know what? I can't do it. And guess what? We would understand. But she went the extra mile. And what did God do? God answered her above and beyond. So when you bless God's servants, you're setting yourself up for a what? Blessing. So, he said, I will bless those who bless you, and I'm going to deal with those who fight you. You see, we're nice, good Christians. We don't have to deal with people. We don't have to deal with people. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Meaning you slap me, I don't have to slap you back. You cuss me, you know something, you want to cuss back, you go, hand it to them. But then what? You grieve the Spirit of God. The flesh feel good, and you tell everybody, I give her a piece of my mind, you see? I told her off. I even scratched her in the face. Or I punched him in the mouth. Not true? We have to let God fight our battles. The Bible says, be peacemakers. Meaning you have the ability to make peace happen. But it'll take self-control. It will take you yielding yourself to the Holy Ghost so that he can bear that fruit within you. All right? Good. So don't fight your own battles. Give God an opportunity to fight for you. Now, last one. He says, I'm going to give you global impact. What is this? You're here, but you're able to help somebody over there, across the globe. Every year, Faith Church sends out toys to nations of the world. A lot of people don't come to Faith Church, but at toy time, they all send toys. Because they see that we're doing something that makes a difference in somebody else's life. He says, look here. Last part of verse 3 says, and in you. Somebody say, look to your neighbor, say in you. Say in you. In verse 3. And in you, how many families? All the families of the earth shall be blessed. God wants to set us up to be a blessing everywhere we go. Everywhere he takes us. Blessing on the right. Blessing on the left. I'm blessing in the front. I'm blessing in the back. I am extending myself beyond my ability because God is working in me. I want to tell you today, Jesus died, took the curse, redeemed us so that this blessing will come upon us. I said this blessing. Let's go back over the blessings. Greatness. You see, let me help you. If you don't write it, you won't remember it. Favor. Influence. Somebody tell me the next one. Purpose. What else? Protection. Right? And global impact. Are you with me? God wants to do great things to us, but how can we receive it? Receive it by faith. From I was a tender age, the prophets would come and they says, God is sending you to the nations. God is sending you to the nations. God is sending you. When I was growing up, you know the only place in the world I wanted to go? Somebody tell me. Sure, you could talk. The only place I wanted to go was Jamaica. That's the only place. I didn't, even though I know we were sponsored, I never even want to come to America. That was just me. I never desired. I'm happy I'm here. Praise the Lord. Hello? I'm glad I'm here. But what I'm saying, God had a plan to connect us to Jamaica. From a little child, he put that in my heart. Only place I want to go, Sister Siri, is One Love. Only place. And God has caused us to go to Jamaica so many times. Who put it in my heart? God. And now we have an opportunity, and we've been a blessing to Jamaica. I said we've been a blessing to Jamaica. And we're going to continue to be a blessing. And wherever God put in our hearts, we were a blessing to Haiti the other day. And we're going to be a blessing now again to Jamaica. So God wants us to have what? Global impact. Are you with me? Global impact. Let's all stand. Rabasko roboske dabos katara. When you walk by faith, you become a child of God. You move from being an individual, and you're a child of God. Children have inheritance from their parents. It's the same way, when you walk with God, you have an inheritance. Jesus died so that the blessings that was promised to Abraham may come upon you. Put your hands on your head. Say, I receive the oil of Abraham. I walk in prosperity. I walk in favor. I walk with influence. I walk with purpose. I walk with protection. And I will have a global impact. Me and my children, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your people. Spirit of God, would you minister to them today? Minister to them. Minister to them. I pray as of today we'll hear your voice clearly. We'll understand directions from you clearly. In the name of you, we'll understand direction. Direction. We'll understand direction from you. Rakarobo riborokoskotoroboski alarabaskatara. Shalarabababababababaskatoriskilabroskoroskatarabasaya. I pray today that your people leave here walking by faith. They will access the things of the kingdom and not repel them. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen.